that tall. You have to forgive me, I'm battling a little bit of a cold, so I may have some problems. Thank you. So, I guess my name is Benjamin Chung, and our class coming into this was asked to just attend this and take in everything that was said here at this conference. And so the first night, we came and we sat down at a table, and we were listening to the speakers, who were very good, but just sitting here, we weren't very, we didn't really know the political situation of everything. I guess we were very out of the loop, and so we didn't really know what was going on, frankly. And so you can imagine that the subject was kind of dry to us. And as the conference has proceeded, I started to realize what exactly, the background of our education system, what was actually going on. And as students, I think that we are often sheltered from what is really going on behind the scenes. We don't really realize what teachers go through. We don't realize what struggles are happening. And it's kind of a shame, I guess, because I believe that if students were more informed about what was going on, we would be able to do something about it. Because after all, it is our future that we're discussing at this conference, right? And so, along with parents and trustees and everyone who is in the Ministry of Education, I think that we could contribute to the success of our own education. And that can only happen if we are truly informed and make a good decision because of the information that we receive. And education, I believe, is the key to life. Because with education, we can form our own opinions. We can just have a better understanding of ourselves and of the world around us. We learn all about different cultures. We learn about our society as a whole. And throughout that, we learn things about ourselves as well. And it's really a shame that what has happened is that what we're learning is really based on marks and our output of our knowledge, the output of our knowledge. And that's all that, I guess, we're worth, the marks that we make, the grades that we get at school. And we're not really judged on how much the information has affected us, how much we really understand it, but just how well we can regurgitate it, I guess. And school as a whole just serves to educate us, and it's a precursor to society, I guess, so that we get all this information at school, and then we go out into society and we become a productive member of society. And if we're judged in school on how well we do in tests, how well we do in provincial exams, and just on numbers that we can produce, then that's not really truly who we are. And the marks are an aspect, but that's just one small aspect of the people we are. And if society is telling us that marks are how we're graded is how we are viewed to society, then what message is that sending to us? Because if we're just numbers, then are we really people? And so if we are the future of society, and we go out with this knowledge that, you know, marks will get us everything, then what will society become? And that's where I'm concerned, because I here as a student, I struggle to be able to do well in school and get the marks because that's what society wants. But I realize that, you know, maybe I won't get the marks that I want. And that will really hurt me, I guess. Because in a way, I won't be able to achieve everything that I want. And that's really sad because I think that that's only a small part of who I am. And I think I'm very limited. I'm limited and just not given the opportunity to really be a productive member of society if that's all that's all that I am to society, just a number. And in one of the sessions that I was just listening to, I realized that, someone had said that the inherent value of knowledge had been forgotten. And we're just based on the numbers, whether it be in marks or in funding or any other kind of number. And knowledge is a powerful thing. It is what will help us make informed decisions. It is what will help us be good citizens to society. And I truly believe that the pen is mightier than the sword.